I mean, I'm for it. I mean, and what do you think the response to these actions are by the Latino followers of the Democrats, or even in fact Joe Biden? Do you think he's going to have a decline in support, an increase in support? I mean, what's your take on all this?
Well, that's such a great question, because what polling's actually found is that there about 10% of minority Hillary Clinton voters went for Donald Trump in this last election. And there's this Democrat pollster talking to New York Magazine, and basically he said, you know, the more Democrats talk woke, the more they kind of pursue this radical social justice, the greater danger they put their support with a pretty significant chunk of minority voters. And so what's so funny is, I think, you know, you have this disconnect where you've got kind of the white elites, you know, the college graduates, they've gone to grad school, and they talk and this, you know, they kind of think about everything in terms of racial politics. And then you have, you know, Hispanic and African American folks who are looking and saying, no, actually, I don't agree with that. I don't see, rewarding people as cutting in line as some great benefit. I see that as an affront, and that's not what I support. So I really think, you know, this is a dangerous issue for Democrats politically. And I think it's going to cause Biden a lot of trouble.
Well, you know, Victor, it's interesting. Puerto Rico, they can vote in our elections, if I'm not mistaken, but yet they're not
a
state.
They don't have any electoral votes in terms of the electoral college. I think they send I forget what the term is. I mean, they send like a representative to Congress, but one who doesn't vote. There's definitely some distinctions between, you know, a state and a territory.
But that being said, though, what makes people think that they're going to maintain a left-wing approach? Because Puerto Rico, there's still Hispanics. And if you really dig deep down, Hispanics are very conservative people, very matriarchal, patriarchal families. That's the way they've always been. Parents mean everything in Hispanic families.
Well, I think the potential is there. And I mean, what you have to realize is that, you know, even if the Hispanic vote trends to Republican, it still favors the Democrats. The way the Democrats are holding their coalition together is you've got the college educated whites, and then you have large chunks of these minority populations. And that's getting them somewhere between, you know, 48 to 55%, depending on the national election. That's just very ballpark. But the problem is that if you start losing 10% of Hispanic voters, or, you know, if African American men start going 20% to Republicans, I mean, that's a huge blow to their coalition. But if you just take a new group of people that's overwhelmingly Hispanic, that's going to favor the Democrats.
Now, you know, we've had an interesting week last week with the shooting in Georgia, and you had people jumping up and down saying, oh my God, it's racism towards Asians. And I'm thinking to myself, this was a bordello. This was a happy ending place. People were going there for reasons that weren't legal. How come that hasn't come out in the forefront in the news? Why are they trying to make this in such what it really wasn't?
Well, I mean, I think you've hit it. The media had a narrative, and they jumped to it, and now they're, you know, either trying to fit the facts into it or just disregarding the facts. And I mean, look, if evidence comes out of anti-Asian bias, I mean, that's fine. Let's hear it. But I mean, this idea that, you know, we can't condemn it unless there's an anti-Asian element. I mean, the guy killed 8 people. Like, I mean, at some point, I don't care what his motivation is, right? Like, the fact
that he
murdered 8 people in cold blood, like, that to me seems to be the biggest problem here.
And the part that got me is that they're trying to make this out to be, I mean, he comes out, he admits I have a sex problem. I'm thinking to myself, this guy's got a deeper problem than sex. He killed 8 people, and he surrendered with no problem. I mean, it's hard to imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you can conclude is you know, there's something wrong. Obviously, this is a deeply troubled individual, and that's not to excuse what he did by any means. But it's just kind of crazy to me that we can't just look at a tragedy like this and everyone say, it's a tragedy, let's follow the evidence and see what comes out about the motive. And then this idea that, you know, this is some sort of litmus test on American society. Well, first of all, you know, some horrible murderer is not a litmus test on American society. And second of all, we don't know what the motive is. And if people say, well, we can't trust the murderer, okay, fine, don't trust the murderer, but you've got to have evidence before you start making these claims. But, you know, it seems what some people are really interested in is having a rhetorical club to beat America over the head with. And it's just, it's bizarre. And it really kind of speaks to, to how society in many ways just, the leftists just want to divide everything in terms of, your race or your sexual orientation, and not just have any sort of common ground of it is horrible, evil, terrible to shoot people.
Exactly. I want to keep you through the break. I want to bring you back. I have a topic I want to bring up that we didn't discuss, that you haven't talked about, but I want to get your feel on. I think it's something that would be interesting for you, and I'd love to get your feedback. Is that okay with you?
Great.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We come back. We got Victor Jakes, Las Vegas Review-Journal, Mr. Commentary himself, who speaks his mind very well, I'd like to say. My name is Pat Casale. It's my pleasure to be here on Live and Local, filling in for Mr. Kevin Wall. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And at 3:34, as we check out our traffic cams right now, crews are on scene cleaning up that crash on the left shoulder. It's blocking the HOV lane, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara, and you're really backed up past Tropicana there on 15 north. Another crash consuming the left lane, that's 515 westbound at Eastern. Very slow through that corridor. Expect some reduced speeds as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 eastbound at Main Street. Also, U.S. 95 west at Decatur. And there is some construction going on. Lane restrictions, Interstate 15. That's both directions. It's at the northern 215 interchange. They're doing some bridge work there. Lanes and shoulders are reduced until December.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Kevin Kruger is the new head coach of UNLV basketball. His father, Lon, coached the Runner Rebels from 2004 to 2011, made four NCAA tournament appearances and also an NIT appearance. Kruger was an assistant coach for T.J. Otzelberger the last 2 years prior to that, an assistant for his dad at Oklahoma. He also was a student-athlete at UNLV during his playing career. So UNLV trying to keep some of the momentum they seemingly had with Otzelberger by keeping it with the same coaching staff, at least with Kruger taking over. We'll see who ends up sticking around. Vegas Golden Knights hockey lose to the Kings yesterday 3-1. They play the Blues tonight. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365RZ track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Now is the perfect time to get a complimentary wealth planning review from a Fidelity representative. They can discuss ways to help grow and protect your wealth, from year-round tax-smart guidance to finding the balance between risk and reward across all your investments. Schedule an appointment to learn more about Fidelity's one-on-one approach to wealth management. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. My name is Pat Casal. My guest, Victor Jakes, Las Vegas Review Journal columnist. Here's the question. Last week, Joe Biden had a lot of bold things to say about Putin. And Putin's response, he challenged the President of the United States to a debate regarding the 2020 election, saying they did not cheat and get involved with our elections. This could be the first time in American history that half of this country would be rooting for a Russian against an American if they had a debate. What's your thought about that, Victor?
Well, I mean, no one's to be rooting for that or Vladimir Putin. I mean, the guy is a complete dirtbag and scumbag. And
I agree.
Know, look, what he's trying to do is stir up, internal conflict in the country. I mean, I think that's what you saw with the whole Russian hoax was, you know, the Russians were laughing at every time the Democrats put forward this narrative that, oh, somehow, you know, Russia and Trump conspired to steal the election, because obviously the narrative was false, but it was really accomplishing their objective, which was to divide America, because a divided America is a weakened America, and, you know, obviously Russia sees itself as a major player. I don't like Putin. I think he's extremely dangerous, and I'm just, yeah. Anyway, so yes, I think there is, you know, there's obviously a partisan instinct to cheer against Biden, but it shouldn't lead you to cheering.
I agree with you there, but the question, I mean, obviously, if Trump were the one in the debate, there'd still be half the country rooting for Putin against Trump. Vladimir Putin, right now, we know who he is, but the question is, are the American people at a crossroad? How divided are the United States right now?
Well, it's pretty divided. I mean, the last election cycle obviously was very close, and I think that's basically on the table for the foreseeable future, is kind of this you know, power oscillating back and forth as the American people kind of decide what do we believe. I mean, do we believe in this traditional vision of America that all men are created equal with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that, you know, even though the United States has pursued that vision imperfectly, that's still the right vision to pursue? Or do we believe that, you know, the country is inherently racist and that systemic racism invades every major institution in the country, and therefore the right thing to do is tear down those institutions and the societies and the communities that go along with it? And I don't know which way it's going to go. I mean, I think you look at the landscape and you see that it's very divided, and I don't know which side wins.
You know, it's ironic because I don't think, or I don't see this nation as nearly as racist or racial as they are portraying us with certain mediums, outlets, or in the press with regard to our political leadership. I think a lot of it's craziness. What's your thought on all that?
Well, what's happened is as the nation, I mean, this is the thing, right, is you go back 60 years ago and you say, look, you'll have elected an African-American president to two terms. You'll have African-American leaders, you know, throughout Congress, throughout higher education institutions, throughout all of society. I think the civil rights leaders, many of them would have said, we made it. We did it. And in many ways, there's been vast improvement. And of course, that doesn't mean that racism is completely eliminated. But if someone is found to, you know, actually be a racist, they're shunned from polite society. And what the left realized is, look, this is our access to power. We're just going to redefine what racism means. And so now you're seeing this idea of systemic racism. And it's hard to get a definition out of them, but basically, oftentimes they'll say, well, if the results aren't racially proportionate, that's evidence of systemic racism. And to deny that means that you are a racist. And, you know, for anyone who has studied people and noticed that they are different, that they make different choices, it's hard to accept that, everything will be exactly the same all the time if you look at it by racial characteristics. And it just doesn't make sense when you talk about how complex people are, all the things that, factor into decisions, the different places that people live. That's completely unrealistic to expect. And so you don't find it. And so now the left is instead of engaging with that idea, they just say, well, you're a racist for noting that, people are, have more variables to them than just their skin color.
Victor, I want to thank you very much for being on the show, and I'm extending your segment. I really wanted to get your feel and opinion on what I just asked, and you answered the questions brilliantly. I thank you again. I look forward to talking to you very soon in the future. Victor Jakes. My pleasure. Victor Jakes, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. My name is Pat Casale. We're going to go to break. You're listening to Live and Local Now. We'll be right back after this short message.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty to protect, to serve, to help. They put themselves in harm's way for us. They come to the rescue at times when we need them most. First responders are making enormous personal sacrifices to keep showing up for us and fighting the good fight. Nearly 70% of all firefighters are volunteers. That means when they get injured or quarantined, they may not have a way to pay their rent or keep their family safe and fed. No matter who you are or where you live, when you call 911 and ask for help, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. My name is Pat Casal. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 702-866-6700. The phone lines are open, 702-866-6700. Top of the hour, we'll get my good friend, the Assemblyman from District 23, Glenn Levitt, to discuss what he's doing up so far this session. It's been an interesting session, and without anybody getting a chance to lobby, it's kind of interesting. But, you know, when you look at what's going on in the news in the last week, we had the Georgia shooting, we look at the incidents going on at the border, it's disgusting. It's deplorable. It really, really is. You look at what's going around the country. You look at what's going on in New York with Cuomo. I really believe Cuomo is they're going after him to change the topics of what he did so bad and so poorly in New York with regard to the illnesses going on with the seniors that were dying in nursing homes. They're putting up all the smoke to get you off the topic of that, to put you on the topic of he's a sexual predator, which that I don't agree with. We go to the phones. The lines are open. We got my good friend Brady. Brady, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing pretty good, Pat.
We never talk. We don't talk much.
Just talk to you, bud. Hey, your last caller that you had on was Victor, I think his name was?
Yeah, Victor Jakes. He's from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Okay. You guys are a little harsh on Vladimir Putin, and I'd like to say something in defense of Vladimir Putin. He's kind of like the Donald Trump of Russia, a man who loves his country, who's a nationalist for Russia, and he's there for his people just like Trump was. He was on our side when we battled ISIS and overtook ISIS. Okay, he's never done nothing to the U.S. The relations between the U.S. and Russia, you know, under Trump were awesome. They were great. And the day after Biden took in, what does he want to do? He wanted to put sanctions on him. He accused him of the SolarWinds hack attack. They can't prove that. And then you call the guy, the leader of Russia, you tell him you have no soul? You better watch what you're saying. You know, we got a fool in the White House, and his tongue's going to get our country and the whole world to hurt with one nuclear push of the button. We got to watch out.
I tell you what, the best part about it, Putin for us, he is no friend of the Chinese people and the nation that wants to rule the world. And so they would end up being our ally like in World War II. So that's pretty interesting when you talk about that, when you really think about the perspective there, Brady.
It's funny that you brought up that because right now Russia and China are establishing relations again because of what Biden's doing in Syria against Iran and Syria. It's forming an alliance between Russia and China as we speak.
I tend to wonder, though, if it's really Biden, because I don't think he's got the mental capacity for this, but there's an undertow here that is definitely forming or putting together an alliance that we don't see. It's what we don't see that seems to be the bigger problem.
About a week ago, under the cover of darkness, there was a couple articles I saw on the internet, but they had huge battalions of people and machinery and tanks and the whole missile defense systems, and they sent that into Syria. Okay, I thought we were pretty much out of there. You know, our troops in Afghanistan, they're not coming out. They're staying there.
They're going to be sending more.
We're not moving nothing out under Biden.
We will send more troops. We will definitely be at war. It's coming. You could see it. There are a lot of money to be made. And frankly, what worries me is our borders, our nation is not as safe as it should be with the leadership of Joe Biden and friends. The worst part about it is, and this is a question I pose, I should have meant to ask this of Victor. If in fact Joe Biden can't finish out his term, and let's say in 9 months he's gone, and which everybody's been saying, if that is the case, then what is the reaction of the American people and their vote being swayed or stolen or moved away from what they really believe was the right thing for this country?
You're going to have President Harris and Nancy Pelosi is going to be the VP.
Pelosi won't be vice president. No shot.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen very shortly. And then you got them two in power for another, 6 to 8 more years?
If they don't take control over the voting like they're pushing, I think we'll be in good shape. Because in 2 years, they know they're going to get taken down hard. It'll be a knockout.
how are we going to get Kamala out when she's in power?
Won't matter. You know what? A president is only as good as the team around them, the Congress and the Senate. And that's the bottom line, Brady. Brady, as always, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Good talking to you, my friend. And you're listening to Live and Local Now. My name is Pat Gasol. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll be talking more with you. And the number here again, 702-866-6700. 702-866-6700. We'll be right back after this.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again, but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today to talk about alternatives to a 401k is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if a listener's company doesn't offer a 401k, that's no reason to not save for retirement, is it?
Steve, 401k gets a lot of hype, but you know the reason why they hyped it up a lot is when it first came out, it was a way for companies to escape the obligation of having to pay for your retirement. In other words, give you a pension. Mm-hmm. So the 401k is not the end-all, be-all. If your company is offering one and you have a match through the company, then you absolutely should take advantage of that match. So if you have a company giving you a 3% match on the first 3% you put in, well, you should be putting 3% in. I've talked to way too many people in my lifetime, at 29 years here in the financial arena, who said, Coach, I can't afford to save in the 401k or for retirement. Think about this. Who are you paying when you pay for the 401k? You're paying yourself. You're paying your future self. You're putting money in today. Hopefully it's going to grow. So a dollar today, hopefully it's going to be worth $5, $10, $15 down the road. You don't know. Here's one thing to guarantee. If you don't put any money in, guess what it's going to be worth down the road? Zero. So you need to take advantage of some type of plan, even if it's not a 401k. Do your own individual IRA. Save in a stock account. Do something. And, Steve, we'll put together a starter plan for the next 20 people who call, showing you what to do. More, but if you've already done it, let's make sure you do the right thing and get that income plan. So if you have a plan and just want to make sure you're doing the right thing entering retirement, or don't have one yet and want to make sure you get a plan started, both of you can take advantage of this offer right now. And I've also got a three-book set. I'll give you three of the books I've written and a box set on the 401k and taxation. When you call right now, it's $1,000 value, Steve. Let's offer this to the next 20 people.
Don't let this opportunity slip by. It's a good one. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My name is Pat Gasol. It's my pleasure to be here today. It's been, you know, first hour almost done. It's been outstanding. We have another caller. We have Carl on the line. Carl, here's your chance to refute or rebuke or embrace Brady's...
Refute.
Oh, I thought you were going to embrace it for a minute there. Go ahead.
No. Listen, I assume Brady's a fan of Trump's. He just insulted him. He said Putin is Russia's Trump. Well, Putin is nothing but a dictator. He's a autocrat.
Murderer.
He's a murderer. He's a. He's equating Trump to Putin. Well, and in some ways they are alike. Trump wants to be a dictator. He's an autocrat. He wants to probably be. He wanted to be in office for God knows how many years. And there's the problem right there. Here's this man Brady saying he's Russia's Trump. That's an insult to Trump.
You know, I got to tell you, normally I would say I'm a Brady guy, but I have to agree, your point of view is outstanding. You're right, because Putin has definitely been, he's had a lot of people killed, both in the press, anybody who was an adversary of his, he had killed. I mean, you're spot on there, Carl, and thank you for that call.
Also that Putin is, Trump seems to love dictators and autocrats.